It's Monday, August 6th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Questions have been raised about whether the so-called drone attack against the president of Venezuela was faked, as firefighters say the incident was actually a gas tank explosion, reports the Daily Mail. Nicolas Maduro started rounding up his political opponents after blaming them for what he called an assassination attempt on Saturday. Maduro had been addressing a military parade in Caracas on live TV when he suddenly halted and looked to the sky after hearing an explosion. He and his wife were swamped with aides carrying bulletproof shields, but both escaped uninjured. A 68-year-old Christian woman named Nurul in Indonesia remains joyful despite her poverty and being abandoned by her Muslim adult children due to her faith in Jesus Christ, reports Christian Aid Mission. Following the recent death of her husband, the children refused to allow her to live with them. So today, Nurul is living at a Christian home for widows and orphans run by Indonesian missionaries. Amelia, another widow who led her to Christ, told Nurul, quote, "I am very happy because someone cares for me, even though I have no kids to take care of me. I am happy because I don't care about the body. I just care that my soul will be saved," end quote. Psalm 16:5-6 says, "You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. How wonderful are your gifts to me. How good they are." With disabled children being abandoned and left to be eaten by wild animals by their own parents in Kenya, Africa, a Christian ministry has taken them under its care, reports the Augusta Review. Margaret Juguna of Engedi, a ministry partner of Set Free Ministries, is committed to, quote, "rescuing children who are abused, neglected, isolated, and some of these children would be left in the bush so that they will either die of natural causes or they're eaten by wild animals. Others will be tethered behind their parents' houses. They don't allow them to be part of the family," end quote. Many African parents fear disabled children might be bad omens. The missionary said that John 10:16 inspires her to care for such children, which says, "I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd." In a 25-page opinion, Washington, D.C.-based District Judge John Bates ruled on Friday that the Trump administration must fully restore the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, saying the government's rationale for dropping it is inadequate. President Trump announced plans to shutter the program, which protects young illegals who came to the U.S. as children from deportation in September 2017. A mole for Communist China managed to stay by Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein's side for nearly 20 years, reports KPIX 5 in San Francisco. The Bay Area is a hotbed for Russian and Chinese espionage. Late last year, the Fed shut down the Russian consulate in San Francisco. On Wednesday, the San Francisco Chronicle revealed that the Chinese spy was Feinstein's driver, who also served as a gopher in her Bay Area office and was a liaison to the Asian American community. Charisse Davids, a leading Democrat and a lesbian in a Kansas City, Kansas primary election on Tuesday, is among more than 400 homosexual or transgender candidates running for office this year, a record number, reports the New York Times. Romans 5:8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker bashed America during the liberal Netroots Nation conference on Friday.
"I'm a big believer that if America, if this country hasn't broken your heart, then you don't love her enough, because there's things that are savagely wrong in this country. There's a normalcy of injustice that we've accepted. I tell you, Newark has gifted me a wisdom that can only come from wounds, a sense of purpose that can only come from shared pain. It's a city that at times where my heart has been broken, but I've learned that the heart is this interesting organ that can, it's the only one that really works even if it's gotten broken."
He never made it clear, though, how America has broken his heart. A modernized theatrical production of The Diary of Anne Frank in Los Angeles will reimagine the Jewish Frank family hiding from the Nazis with Latino immigrants hiding from immigration, customs, and enforcement officials. The U.S. Air Force failed to report a major meteor explosion near a military base in Greenland earlier this summer, leading to concern and confusion, reports The Independent. The explosion contained 2.1 kilotons of force and occurred just above an early warning radar at the U.S. Thule Air Force Base in June. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory showed an object traveling nearly 15 miles per second on July 25th around midnight. Job 26:7-14 declares, God stretches the northern sky over empty space and hangs the earth on nothing. He wraps the rain in his thick clouds, and the clouds don't burst with the weight. He covers the face of the moon, shrouding it with his clouds. The foundations of heaven tremble. They shudder at his rebuke. By his power, the sea grew calm. These are just the beginning of all that he does, merely a whisper of his power. Who, then, can comprehend the thunder of his power? Pastor Rahman Parsa of Los Angeles, an ex-Muslim who became a Christian, captured footage on his cell phone from inside the cabin of an Aeromexico flight that crashed shortly after takeoff. He could be heard desperately crying out to Jesus just as the plane impacted the ground, reports NBC News. You can hear the chaos inside the cabin, including a crying baby, and you'll hear Pastor Parsa pray in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name! So when it hit the ground, the engine exploded, started fire, and it went off the rail, and then people were screaming, and I was praying.
Following the ordeal, he wrote on Twitter, quote, "People were screaming, and I was praying. I was praying de nombre Jesus. So Jesus saved our lives. Jesus Christ is alive. He saved me from a plane crash. Forever, I'm grateful to him." End quote. Miraculously, all 99 passengers and four crew members survived last Tuesday's crash of Flight 2431 en route from Durango, Mexico. Isaiah 42:12 says, "Let them give glory to the Lord and declare his praise in the coastlands." Jack, the 15-year-old homeschooler from Kalispell, Montana, is the oldest of seven children, the youngest of whom is 10 months. She wrote me at adam@theworldview.com and said, quote, "Dear Mr. McManus, we have been listening to The Worldview for about 6 months now, and we love it. It has become part of our breakfast time around the table each morning. Your newscast is a welcome change from the emotionally charged, often misleading headlines of today. We are grateful to hear everything from a Christian worldview, with related scripture throughout the broadcast. The special reports are a welcomed bonus. My mother appreciates the fact that all of her children become instantly silent and stay silent while your broadcast is playing. She's wondering if you would be able to come out with The Worldview in 5 hours. My siblings and I enjoy it so much. We are always disappointed when we get to the breakfast table and realize it's Saturday and there is no Worldview. Thank you so much for all you do. Please continue. It is greatly appreciated." End quote. And finally, the big update on our fundraising campaign. Each day, our team spends 8 to 9 hours working on The Worldview between researching, interviewing, transcribing, writing, editing, and voicing the newscast. While we surpassed our initial $30,000 goal last Friday by $600, thanks to the incredible generosity of many Worldview listeners, I just pulled up the most recent donations designated to fund our newscast. Our thanks to Vincent in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada, who gave $10, Melissa in Fort Worth, who gave $25, Todd in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, who gave $50, an anonymous donor from San Antonio, Texas, who gave $100, and Natalie in Ortonville, Minnesota, who gave $300. We're also grateful to God for N.R. in Ilford, Essex, from the United Kingdom, Scott in Wolf City, Texas, David in Perryville, Missouri, and Kimberly in Nassau, the Bahamas, each of whom pledged $25 per month for a year. And finally, we appreciate the generosity of Bobby in Kalispell, Montana, and Patrick in Johnson City, Tennessee, both of whom pledged $50 per month for a year. Together, their 11 gifts total $2,885. Ready for our new grand total? Drum roll, please. Since July 2nd, the Remnant has given or pledged $33,485. As I mentioned on Friday, we're deeply humbled by your sacrificial generosity to help ensure that this Christian newscast remains vibrant as we point the world to our providential God. If you'd like to make a donation and didn't take the time yet to do so, just go to theworldview.com. Click on Give on the top right. Select the amount you'd like to give and whether it's a recurring donation. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, August 6th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.